Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
Hey everybody, it's Bill Bailey with Today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio, and I am here with
Bill Squire from the Alan Cox Show on WMMS.
Yeah, they got a bigger production budget than I do. But
they're not even here, so... I mean, I'm their representation, but I'm here because I'm a comic, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You're getting it done.
Yeah, I forgot on the schedule. Are you today?
I'm not till Sunday.
Not till Sunday.
So today I'm just having fun.
All right, awesome.
I just watched Fat Flower, and they're great. They're fantastic.
Nice. Yeah, man, you definitely get your steps in around here.
Though. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
stages or whatever.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I don't mind it, though. It's such a fun, and like... The layout works so well. I like the layout a lot. Where some festivals, everything's so far away. Here, far, but it's not like overly
like if they
far.
Try to stuff at Blossom.
If you've ever been to, like, what's it called at Blossom? Warped Tour at Blossom. Yeah, that's a lot of walking.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of walking in there. Yeah, I've been to those.
Sure.
Yeah. But, so is there anybody in particular you really want to see while you're here?
System of a Down and Foo Fighters are bucket list bands for me, and I was supposed to see Foo Fighters last year, but then I had something come up, and I missed them when they were at Blossom.
Dude, so, and it was sold out?
Yeah.
I never knew Blossom to sell out. I saw pictures from it, and it was insane.
Well, we did our...
people were, like, in the parking lot, you know? Like,
WMMS did their 50th anniversary with Ozzy there, and it's...
Yeah.
That's the craze that was insane amount of people. Like, I think there was... a lot more people there than like their capacity, but it was awesome. But I missed Foo Fighters last year, so getting to see them this year is amazing. System of a Down is one of my favorite bands. I like Ghost. I just, like I said, just saw Bad Flower. I'm excited about Black Label Society. There's a lot of great bands. And Joan Jett.
Yeah. What about any of the other comics?
Pauly Shore's been on our radio show a bunch of times, so like I've never actually worked with him or seen him, so I'm excited to see him live. Dice, a legend.
Then
Mark Normand is one of the funniest comics working today. Like, not everybody knows Mark Normand, but they should. He's a great joke writer, great performer, so funny. Just straight funny. And then Carmen Lynch is great, and then you get the spoken word tent tonight, who Chappelle Lacey's a comic, he's starting everything off. He's great. And then you get like Henry Rollins and Tom Morello, so
yeah.
It's cool. It's great to be a part of it. Like, I'm so honored to be a part of it.
It's great.
I'm more of a fan than I am like I feel like I belong with the artists here. So I get a little weird.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you who's some of the guys that have inspired you to get into comedy?
Adam Sandler for sure. I was a huge Jeff Foxworthy fan. I just liked the way he wrote jokes back in the day. And then I also love, when I first started, Jim Gaffigan and Brian Regan were all coming up, and Bill Burr, Dave Chappelle, towards the top of the list.
Love Chappelle.
And then, like, unfortunately, like, I'm a younger guy, so, like, Carlin and Pryor, some of, like, the gods of comedy, came into my life later. Like, I was too young to really know them, but I saw the people that they inspired, and I have a ton of respect for those guys, too.
Yeah, and then just to go back and watch their stuff, you know?
It's still relevant.
Test of time, especially
exactly.
Carlin.
Especially, you know? Carlin. I mean, Carlin's got the routine about abortion that is pretty relevant these days.
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty relevant these days, yeah.
So is there, like, any of the guys that are performing this weekend that you've kind of, like, been on the road with before?
I worked with Mark a few times, Mark Norman. Carmen Lynch I've worked with a few times. That's about all as far as the comics, but I'm excited to you know, like, Paulie's been on the show before, so he's met me and stuff like that.
Nice. So, you know, WMMS obviously been a Cleveland staple for many, many years. As a kid growing up, even before I was, you know, twinkle in my dad's eye, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like it's been there forever. How does it, I mean, you grew up
years,
in Cleveland,
yeah.
Right?
I grew up in Cleveland, and so, yeah, I've been listening to it since I was a kid, and there's been a lot of iterations of it, and it's been awesome.
Now,
to
now you're an employee, basically.
Yeah, I'm an employee. I'm like, I'm part of the history, like that. The, put me in the Wikipedia. I might be a footnote, but I'm in there.
Yeah, how cool is that?
It's, dude, it's amazing.
Growing
it's,
up,
it's, it's one of the craziest things that's ever happened to me.
Do you still go in some days? You're just like, I can't fucking believe I'm here.
Most days, honestly. Yeah. Most days, yeah. Most days.
Nice. Shit, I'm drawing a blank right now, but so we already talked about the bands you want to see. Have you like checked out any of the booths, any of the art stuff or anything?
I haven't seen any art yet. I got in here and like made a beeline to the backstage area and stuff like that. But now that, I mean, I'll be here all weekend, so I'll check out all the art and stuff. I'm not in a hurry.
Plenty of time.
And I really want to see Bad Flowers. So. And they were great. They exceeded my expectations. They were fantastic.
Nice. And then, actually, I think we got a mutual friend too. I mean, I haven't spoke to him in a while. He lives by me though. Christian Hegedus.
Oh yeah. He used to do comedy and he's a good buddy of mine.
Yeah. And then I don't know if you know Donnie Anderson by any chance?
Yeah. Oh man, that's my no excuses day. That's when I started.
Okay, no shit.
Donnie and Bob,
dude, they were connected more than.
Yeah.
I went Cleveland's to I went to high school with Donnie. We went to North Olmsted together. We were comic books together and everything.
Yeah. Donnie's great. Donnie's great. Bob's great.
All that. And, no excuses. The Crypt. You know, Joe Plummer and that one.
Yeah. That's I mean, like when I'm like a few weeks in, I went to No Excuses and did, and it's one of the first sets that I ever did where I just kind of relaxed and was. And I had a friend that would come to a bunch of shows with me. He's like, that's the most relaxed I've ever seen you on stage. And it was very funny. And I was like, okay, so I need to do more of that.
You felt comfortable with the crowd, whatever you do.
Well, it was like all comics, so I'm like, yeah, who cares? Like, I mean, that's all I perform for anyway. But I just got enough reps in that I was just like, I was feeling it out. And like that was like a stepping stone place for me. So.
Good place to, you know, I mean, it's like local bands starting at the local venues. Yeah. Comfortable or whatever. Out there, so it's cool that they did that, you know. But do you ever have you kept in touch with Joe by any chance, Joe Plummer?
I have not.
You should check him out, man. He's an author and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's put out a lot of books. He's moved back to the Cleveland area. I think
that's very cool.
Out on the west side, but he's very knowledgeable about a lot of like the stuff with the Federal Reserve and all that. Government stuff, and he's put out a lot of books.
All right, I'll definitely
look into him, man.
I like knowledge. Knowledge is good.
Knowledge is good. You know, I mean, I try and get my kids to read more books, but you know, it's like I'm lucky to get them to listen to a podcast.
Right, that's the thing. It's like you just got to get them like, we got to, you know, just little by little. You'd be like, hey, like nudging works better than forcing. Like, this is gonna be like, we'd be like, you know, I got kids and like they're starting to figure things out a little bit. They're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got a 18-year-old and a 15-year-old, both girls, so.
Yeah, I have a 20-year-old as of today. It's her birthday. I'm sorry I missed her birthday. You're going to like your present. But they're my stepkids, but I've been their dad for like 12 years. So.
Yeah.
So I got a 12-year-old, not a 12-year-old, a 20-year-old, a 18-year-old that's graduating, and a 16-year-old. So I get it, yeah.
Yeah, my oldest has prom tomorrow, so I'm checking here after tonight and going
home.
Going up to Cleveland. You know, we get responsibilities as we get up there in age, and we gotta take care of, you know. But so any kind of plugs you wanna put out there, or people wanna follow you and what you do?
Follow me at Bill Squire on Instagram and Twitter, and then I do a podcast on Netflix and Bill, or it's called Flix and Bill. We bleep the net part because you know we don't want to get sued.
But it's
just a movie podcast. So if you like movies, a lot of the Netflix originals that they put out. But you know, if it's a big event, I'll talk about like Avengers Endgame. I went in depth on what's it called. Okay. What'd you think?
Loved it.
I've seen it six times.
I have only got to see it once so far. I do want to go see it again, and I already pre-ordered the the steel book from Best Buy.
Yeah, it's great.
I collect them like I collect my comic books.
Yeah, they're
in fact, my youngest daughter, I think part of the reason why, you know, I mean, there's that 15-year-old whatever, I don't like dad phase or whatever, but I think a big reason is because she can't even use the closet in her room because my box of comic books that I collected over the years, Davey Cards and Comics, where I used to go to with Don Anderson in North Homestead back in the day, boxes still piled up.
What, do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I didn't. I haven't had, you know, I don't have HBO. I know everybody's all about it, so I'll probably catch up when it comes out.
So that's another one. We're going to do an episode on that coming up once the season ends and the series ends and just kind of dissect it. Because a lot of people, it's very divisive, but it's like, I'm not that person that likes to shit on art.
Yeah.
I like to analyze it. Like, I'm not gonna say, like, I get what they're trying to do, so I want to appreciate it, whereas a lot of people just want to go like, I didn't like it, so it's the worst thing ever. Like, if I don't like something, it doesn't make it the worst thing ever.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've been watching it this long.
Yeah.
But it seems like everybody, like, really lost their minds with the last episode.
Yeah.
I kind of read a little bit about what happened. Like I said, I haven't been following it, but
it's one of those things where people make up what's going to happen in their own mind, because there's been so much time between seasons. They have all these theories, and then when the theories don't work out, they get upset.
Yeah, yeah. Like, for me, I know a show that I used to, like, splurge and follow back in the day was Dexter.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched that?
Yeah, I watched the whole series, and again, that was one that, like...
It was one that you wondered, like, what the fuck was the final season, you know?
Yeah, the final season wasn't great, but, like, I appreciate the seasons that they gave us that were amazing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But I wasn't getting online and wasting it.
Right, I'm not like, here's how it should have ended.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, that's what I... With the whole thing with Game of Thrones, that kind of made me think, like, I guess when you get, you know, if you're attracted to some of the characters or whatever, you're kind of invested in them, the development, and then you're like, what the fuck? But
yeah.
I guess
that's I do get it, but it's also, like, it's not your story to tell.
Yeah.
And again, also, because the books are so intricate with Game of Thrones, and then the last two seasons have not had the same vibe. Like, I agree with that. Like, they have not been the same. But they also have a lot to, like, pack in to give it an ending.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you're a Walking Dead person.
Yeah, and I read the comics until up past Negan and stuff.
The Whisperers and all that.
I got up to the Whisperers, and that's when I kind of bowed out of the comics. I need to get back into it. But the show I gave up on.
Yeah.
And I don't usually give up on shows, but just, like, wasn't pulling me in anymore.
Last season, a lot of people, not the one that just ended, but the one with the war with Negan, a lot of people, and I kind of felt it too. There was just like too much whatever, but I'll tell you what.
They brought it back?
They brought it back with this last season. They changed showrunners. I'm not a fan of, you know, Jeff Gimple and how he handled some of the deaths. By now, I'm sure people have known that about Carl and Rick Grimes. And
I saw Carl's death and all those, but, like, I'm open to digging in and watching it.
Yeah, the storytelling is kind of back to what it used to be.
Okay,
you know, so I would recommend checking out. I'm also one of those guys that, you know, man, there's some shows that I've just, like, forced myself to finish because I'm a guy that starts something I want to
finish. Yeah, you
want to
finish it. Yeah, I get it.
But yeah, man. All right, so you know, where can people find you on social media?
At Bill Squire on Instagram, Twitter, at The Bill Squire on Facebook. And that's it.
All right, listen to you on WMMS.
WMMS on the Alan Cox Show.
All right, sounds good, man.
All right, thank you very much.
Wrap this up with you. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Hey,